guys, it's me, Lindsay Pinchuk, host of Dear Founder. I want to ask you the same thing I asked my group mentorship today. Are you sharing your offer? And is it clear and concise? And are you sharing your offer enough? Today we had our group marketing strategy call inside my online community and group mentorship, Marketing Made Simple for Small Business. And our topic this week was your offer and how you must share it and share it often, but also that your offer needs to be very clear and concise and one that's not confusing. And we also talked about strategies to share it that didn't feel salesy. Now, this is just one of the many topics and tactics that we cover inside Marketing Made Simple for Small Business. MMS is a group mentorship program for women-owned businesses. You will work to create effective content, messaging, and a marketing process to connect with your community, build awareness, and drive sales. This is a program that combines small group strategy sessions, one-on-one Q&A, and accelerator calls with me, community support, and a ton of digital resources designed to give you the step-by-step instructions and guidance that you need for brand growth. Our spring cohort of Marketing Made Simple for Small Business is open, and you can still get in before the end of the month. We have a group of amazing women who have already started, and they can't wait to meet you too. Even though the monthly price has gone up, I am giving Dear Founder listeners an exclusive discount. The code FOUNDHER is good for 20% off. Plus, with this discount, I've also added an amazing bonus, a second one-on-one accelerator call with me for all new annual memberships. And if you've already enrolled in the spring cohort, don't worry, you'll get to take advantage of this too. If you have any questions, simply DM or email me at lindsay@lindsaypinchuk.com. You can click the link in the show notes for more information. But for now, on to today's episode. Dear Founder, I'm your host, Lindsay Pinchuk. At 30 years old, I founded my first company with just $500, building it to reach 3 million people and generate seven figures in revenue for 6 years straight, all before I sold it. A decade later, I exited with one goal, to support other women in business through their own entrepreneurship journeys. As an entrepreneur, you wear every hat. You burn the midnight oil, and most of all, you pour your heart and soul into everything you do. But there's no blueprint for success. Every week on Dear Founder, you'll get to sit in as I pick the brain of some of my closest female founder contacts. Save yourself time, money, and hassle listening to the lessons of those who have already done it. You'll also have the chance to hear about my own founder journey, how I built my first company, and now how I'm building my second, as I share solo episodes filled with actionable lessons and steps that you can apply to your business immediately. Make sure to subscribe now so that we can build our businesses together each and every week. Now, let's get into today's episode. So this week at my Dear Founder Live event outside of Chicago, we had a group of amazing women in attendance, and we covered the topic of user-generated content. Now, I choose my topics each month by asking questions on our registration form, and many attendees this month shared that they wanted to network about and hear more about, quote, marketing. Well, marketing is a really broad and loose term. A lot of what we cover here is marketing: social media, emails, events, your website, content, partnerships, publicity. All of that can be filed under the marketing category. But I really wanted to drill down into a specific marketing tactic that a small business owner can easily utilize to drive awareness to their brand and to their business. So this month, we talked about user-generated content. And after the conversation, I had multiple people in attendance tell me they had no idea what user-generated content, or UGC for short, was before they attended my event. They went on to share that it made a lot of sense. And simply put, they know that they can execute it. And I know that you can too, which is why I want to share this content with you today and this information with you today so that you can take it and apply it to your own business. So let's start with the basics. You've heard me say on so many occasions that your community is your greatest asset and your user-generated content is one of the many reasons why. User-generated content, or UGC, is any kind of content created by individual users rather than by the brand itself. UGC can take on many forms. It can be text, photos, videos, audio. You may even have a dedicated place on your website alongside your own content that may consist of UGC. You may have an area on social media platforms or sites where you have online reviews or message boards. All of that is UGC. You've also heard me say that people want to buy from people, and those people do not just include you. UGC acts as a form of social proof. When potential customers see real people engaging with, vouching for, or using a product or service, they're more likely to trust and choose that brand over others. It's an organic endorsement that can be just as persuasive, if not more persuasive, than traditional advertising. It comes directly from peers rather than from the company itself, which again enhances your trust, your authority, and your social proof among your community. Additionally, user-generated content is cost-effective, which is why I want to share it here. Small businesses can often operate, they do often operate on tight budgets, and leveraging content created by users can save on marketing expenses, and it can still have really impactful results. I'm going to share some examples today. UGC also provides fresh and diverse content that can be repurposed across many platforms, and it can help to keep your marketing strategies dynamic and relatable. But more than anything, user-generated content fosters a sense of community and engagement around a brand. When customers share their experiences and their stories, it creates a dialogue that can strengthen brand loyalty and encourage repeat business. This two-way communication, it allows businesses to better understand their community, tailor their offerings, and ultimately build lasting relationships. User-generated content isn't just a trend. It's not a trend at all. It's something that I've been utilizing for over 15 years within my own businesses. But it is a really powerful tool that you as a small business can harness in order to amplify your reach, build trust, and of course, drive sales. We live in a world where authenticity is prized, and UGC stands out as a genuine reflection of a brand's value in the eyes of a customer. The easiest way to generate UGC within your community is to create some kind of partnership program where everyone wins. Whether you're offering your community exposure or awareness or discounts or free product in exchange for creating some kind of shareable content, the goal is to create some kind of program that they want to participate in. You all have a community. You all have a community surrounding your brand, whether it be a product or service brand or your personal brand. And regardless of your community size, your community is tapped into you and into your mission, which makes them a prime source to utilize them in order to generate content for you to use. And I'm not just talking about any content, but content that you can use to support your actual brand and your mission and ultimately to drive sales. So now that we know what user-generated content is and why it's so beneficial, I want to share with you some ideas and some formats of UGC in order to get your creative juices flowing. Now, don't forget, when done right, user-generated content builds brand loyalty, it increases your brand awareness, and it helps to grow your authority. So here are some ideas tailored for small business owners. Number one, customer testimonials and reviews. In my opinion, this is the easiest form of UGC that there is out there. Encourage your customers in your community to share their experiences with your products or services, and then take their testimonials and feature them on your website, your social media channels, in your marketing materials. You can take testimonials from Yelp, from Google, from your podcast or Amazon as well. You also could send out a form and ask customers to give you a testimonial or a feedback, and you can also give them an incentive for doing so, like some kind of gift card or a discount or a chance to win something. You may even want to consider creating some kind of dedicated space on your website or within your social media where customers can click a link and submit their testimonials very easily through a form or through some kind of specific email address. But customer testimonials and reviews are not only social proof for you and for your brand, but they are some of the easiest forms of content out there. And if you have a podcast with where you have reviews like I do, I often just take a snapshot, a screenshot of that review, and I will share it on social media. Same goes for Yelp or Amazon or anywhere else that aggregates reviews for you. Number two, offer an incentive to your community to post. What do I mean? So I recently had a client who simply wanted content from their community of the community with their product. So we issued a call to action and we asked them to tag the brand in their photos. We offered an incentive that if we used the picture, they would receive a free product or a gift card. This became an ongoing call to action that we used within our content and with our social media. And we tied it to various themes throughout the month and throughout the year, ensuring that the brand had a continuous stream of content from their community in order to share on their own social media platforms. Number three would be a photo contest. So during the days of my first company, Bump Club and Beyond, we often hosted photo contests for Halloween, Mother's Day, and during other key times of year. You have to remember that our key demographic was moms. We were a community for moms and moms-to-be. So sharing pictures and photographs of moms and families was a great form of our content. You can also ask for photo submissions of your community using your product or your service or sharing something that they've learned from you, etc. I just actually had a contest the other night where I gave a speech at an event and I was wearing a sweatshirt and I said, if you post some kind of photograph saying what you learned during tonight's event, during tonight's speech, one person is going to have the chance to win the sweatshirt that I'm wearing. So that's another great way to get user-generated content. I had people share from the event and tag me, and thus I was able to share pictures from the event within my stories. Now, the best way to incent people to do this is to, of course, offer some kind of prize, like what I just shared with you that I did, for the best photo or feature a win the winning entries on your social media, your social media channels and your website. When you do this, it encourages engagement, but it also provides you with a library of user-generated images that you can use in your marketing efforts. Now, if you're going to have people submit a photo contest entry, you want to make sure that when they submit them, that you have a box to check that gives you permission to use their photographs in the future. Number four, share the stories of your community. So I don't want you to forget that you have a community who follows you and who engages with you for a reason. So get to know them and introduce them to the rest of your community. What do I mean here? So I'm going to give you a couple of examples, but at Bump Club, we often profiled moms and moms-to-be. Sometimes they were celebrity and influencer moms, but oftentimes just regular moms who were doing amazing things within their communities. And we shared them and we tagged them. And when you do this, those who are being shared about and tagged will often share and tag you as well, thus driving more eyeballs to you and to your brand. I also do this now, and I'm going to get into this even more in a couple of minutes, but with Dear Founder, you can submit your story through a form on dearfounder.com. Just go to the homepage. It's up at the top. And then we take your content and we put it up on our website in profile format, and we also share your content on Instagram from these forms. Now, each profile that we receive generates an average of 5 posts on social media, but it could generate more. You can also take this a step further, and any stories that you gather from your community, you can share in a newsletter, you can put in a blog format on your website. You can also interview the people on video and use that content in a podcast or a YouTube short or somewhere else on your website as well. And then number five, and again, these are just 5 ideas for user-generated content. Please note that there are so many more options and opportunities out there. We are just sticking to these 5 today. But number 5, use interactive quizzes, polls, and comments. Now, you can create questions, polls, quizzes related to your products or your industry and encourage customers and your community members to participate. You can share the results on your social media channels, and you can engage with the participants by responding to their comments and their feedback. The other thing I love to do is when you use the question box in your Instagram stories, you ask if there's a question, if people have questions or to write in questions, and you take those questions and answer them either face to camera, talking on video, or you can write out the answer, or you can find a picture that will answer the question for the user. Similarly, you can take comments that people post on your reels and posts, and you can take them and create stories and new posts from those comments. Now, I want you to remember that the key to successful user-generated content is to ensure that the content you are creating and asking for aligns with your brand values and resonates with your target community and your target audience. It's also crucial to recognize and appreciate the efforts of your community by showcasing their content, sharing what they're giving to you, offer rewards, and simply saying thank you for their contributions. Now, oftentimes your best content is right in front of you. It's embedded within your community who's already tapped in and engaged with what it is that you're doing. You just have to engage with your community in a way that they will share and create the content for you. So, what is the best way to ask your community to share content with you that you can use? Here are a few tips and some step-by-step instructions. So, you want to decide what you are going to ask your community to do. That's the first thing. And then you want to decide if you're going to offer an incentive. This is something you want to offer ahead of time. If people give you user-generated content, are you going to give them a discount? Are you going to enter them in a contest? Are you going to offer them free product? Are you going to do something for them? Now, I want you to think about, how are you going to collect the user-generated content? Are people going to fill out a form and simply submit it? Is your community going to just tag you on social media? Will they use a hashtag? Will they email their content to you so that you can use it? So I want you to think about exactly how you are going to collect the content for this particular campaign that you are creating. And then I want you to make a list of how you're going to ask your community to participate and where you're going to promote it. This could include calls to action on social media, in your email, on your website, through publicity campaigns. You can also encourage your community to share the call to action to submit their user-generated content. You then want to create some assets and get the communication out. It's really important that if you're going to ask for user-generated content, that you truly commit to promoting it and getting the word out that you're gathering it. And then you want to determine if there's a time period. Is this something that's going to take place in a, you know, over a set period of time, a week, 2 weeks, a month, or is it going to be something that's ongoing? And once you have all of these things figured out, you can start promoting and using a really strong call to action for people to share. You want to make sure that you're sharing the content that people are creating for you once they submit it. That is a best practice. You don't want to ask for people to submit content and not share it. So it's really important that you do. And if your community is submitting the content or it's content that you can save, create a folder or a file so that you can have it and use it later, especially if it's evergreen and can be, and which is content that can be used at any time. And then after the campaign or the period is over, it's really important that you thank your community members who participate. Share their content, tag them, thank them publicly, send them a discount or an incentive, offer them free product. If it was content or a contest, you want to make sure you announce the winner and send out the prize. So now I want to share a case study with you on user-generated content and an actual application that I used, and I think it will help you to put this into motion for yourself and for your business. At the end of 2022, I realized I had over 500 pitches for guests on Dear Founder, my podcast that you're listening to right now. And while I'd love to podcast with everyone, it simply wasn't possible. But I had an aha moment. I could share profiles of any female founder or small business owner on my website and my social media, and this would be a win-win. It's free publicity for my community. It's the chance to share more female founder stories that my community might be interested in, and it's the opportunity to gather user-generated content that aligns perfectly with the Dear Founder brand. My goal is to share as many female founder stories as possible, thus making this the perfect campaign. This is something that is ongoing within Dear Founder. The links can be found on my website. They can be found in my links in bio on my social media. I mention it on the podcast each and every week. Here's what I did to execute this. I created a form using jotform.com for female founders to fill out. You can go to dearfounder.com to grab that link, or you can grab it in the show notes of this episode. I included as many questions as I could, and the call to action was to fill out the questions that they wanted to answer. Once a week, my virtual assistant goes into the form and pulls out the stories, and She takes these stories and creates blog posts on dearfoundher.com. She also creates 5 to 10 social media assets around each and every profile that we can use and share for many months to come. We have templates set up in Canva, so all my virtual assistant has to do is swap out the picture, the quotes, and the copy and or the name. When we post and when we share, we always tag the women we're featuring, and actually now more than ever, we're collaborating with them, and which means we are tagging them as a collaborator and the post is showing up in their feed as well. And almost always they are accepting and resharing as a way to say thank you. And often they do say thank you in their stories for sharing their story amongst the Dear Founder community. Like I said, the forum's linked in my link in bio on both my Instagram accounts and on the website, dearfounder.com. But I also often share the forum as a call to action to fill out on my social media in both my stories and through my posts. Since implementing this strategy, the followers on Dear Founder have grown over 15%, probably a little bit more now. That number is a little bit old. We've been able to post sometimes 2 to 3 times a day because of all the content that we're capturing. We've received now over 150 profiles, and we're averaging at least 7 to 10 a week. This has created a ton of content, so much content that I don't even know what to do with all of it all the time, but it's incredible content that you as a community have loved seeing. So overall, by leveraging user-generated content, small business owners can amplify your brand message, you can foster community engagement, and you can establish a trust within your community that's more authentic and more relatable. I hope that today's conversation has helped you to spark some ideas that can help you to engage with your community and in turn help you to generate more content that connects with your community, ultimately driving more brand awareness and bottom line growth. I'd love to know which UGC strategies you're going to try, and I'd also love for you to commit to trying at least one within the next 30 days. Please tag me when you share it so that I can see it. Now, if you've liked today's conversation, I would love it if you left a 5-star rating and a review so that others can find this conversation. All you have to do is go to ratethispodcast.com/dearfounder or click the link in the show notes to leave a review wherever it is that you podcast. And I don't want you to forget to follow or subscribe to this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts so that you never miss an episode. If you know someone who we should meet, send them our Meet a Founder link that's in our show notes. We'll introduce them to our community on our social media and on our website later this year. And if you haven't filled out the form, please make sure that you do so as well. But for now, I want to say thank you for listening and thank you for being here. Have a great rest of the week and weekend, and we will see you on Tuesday.